vocal lengths of awareness, whatever does that include. We have narrow band, we have broad band, and we have a middle band. Let's unpack all of this. In terms of traditions of meditation, you typically find two types. There is concentration meditation, one-pointed, singular attention, and you have mindfulness, open awareness meditation, broad field of attention. Now, these are not something exclusive to the practice of meditation. They are also focal lengths of awareness present in our everyday lives. At times, your attention is exclusively in a particular zone, particular concern domain, field of awareness. And there is no leakage to other topics. Typically, you execute things in a state of high attention, productive, right? And on the other hand, you step back, reflect on the situation as a whole. You map the relations between things in your life. You integrate. All right? So these two are there. And in between there, you have the middle band that typically is not very streamlined because you are attached, obsessed with the particular zones. You have residue, you have clutter. You are unable to see things as a whole. Instead, you have distortions, filters. You're looking at everything through the lens of a particular concern, and that distorts the big picture. So that is something to keep in mind. Stay vigilant on distortions, spillover, flooding from your particular concerns. Let go of them to get the big picture. So in the zones of high focus, narrow band attention, what we gain, whether in meditation or day-to-day, we get a high-definition picture of a particular concern zone. In meditation, it may be a singular point. In action, in our lives, it may be a particular zone of concern, such as the windows we have discussed, your vision orientation, your feelings, your aspirations, your will, your engagement, etc. Particular contained zones that become a lens of your attention. Through those lenses, when nothing else interferes, you gain a more high-definition picture of your zone of concern, and you get a deeper sense of the underlying dynamics, the true natures of things. And at the other end, at the broadband, you get a full picture of the relations between all things. You assimilate, you conglomerate your living experience and your awareness as a whole. So these two. And in between, we have the middle band. In time, when you have attended to your particular windows, the 8, the 4, the 2, etc., in the AAII tree of primaries, or another system of your choice that functions as an organizing tree of your awareness. These zones begin to bridge together into a network, into a tree, a matrix of operation. And with that, you gain a streamlined perspective into all of your windows simultaneously, where you can zoom in, where you can zoom out, without clutter infiltrating from the trivial. And in that, there is a certain operative plane, an operating system of consciousness emerging in your awareness. Now, this is certainly something that functions like a palace of memories, the mnemonic matrix, famously of Sherlock Holmes, and all the inner scenarios, landscapes into which you map things. But it is so much more than a memory aid. It is a frame of all things that gives you complete orientation to your field of existence. This is what we are looking into with AAII, as in the Abstract Awareness Integration Interface 3 model, and the many windows that it presents. So we are looking at cultivating, first individually, each of these windows, lenses of attention and concentration, then their interconnections into a broad network of relations between different aspects of your being. All brought together, we are developing and compiling a well-rounded operating system of awareness, a framework of metacognition that lifts you above your conditions and lets you manage the conditions that are efficiently, optimally, harmonically, all synchronized on topics related to this. We continue in our upcoming transmissions. Thank you for your attention to your inner contents and the lenses you zoom in and out of in your day-to-day life and in your contemplations. There.